Kermit Gordon, please.
Thank you. Mr. Valenti?
Yes.
All
the president wants to talk to him.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
Kermit.
Yes, Mr. President.
Now, what was the NOA last year, 64?
The NOA in 60, and the budget was 107.9.
Well, what'd you put 107.000 in my outfit for? Ted Sorensen won an argument. It's humiliating.
Yeah.
I've got your figures here in your own handwriting, and you got 107.000.
I don't think I ever wrote that, Mr. President.
Huh?
I don't think I ever wrote that.
Well, I've got it right here.
I got 107.9 deeply engraved on my mind.
All right, 107.9.
That's right.
Okay, much obliged. Thank now, you. Did you all get your other stuff straightened out? I want that. I want that other thing just 501 million. I want more than 500 million now, and I think you got it equal 500, haven't you?
Well, we just rounded it off. I'll have to figure out.
Well,
you get it.
Yes, sir. It's got to be more than.
It's got to be over 500.
It's got to be more than 500 million.
I think we can do that.
Because what's a million between friends? What old Justice Roberts said in Texas, what's the Constitution between friends?
What?
Now, have you anybody broken through the gate on you yet?
You mean leaking at the press?
No, I mean, they had any crash-throughs today, any increases?
No, we're holding, Mr. President. The budget's locked up.
When are we going to get our tally sheets?
Nobody's going to change the budget except you.
When are we going to get the tally sheets?
Well, it's unchanged from the tally sheet that Elmer brought
to
the ranch, except for the 200 on defense. And I'll give you a new tally sheet tomorrow that'll show that.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to show the forms to Bird sometime. When am I going to get the, what do you call these? Galley form, galley proof.
I want to sit down with you right after the State of the Union, Mr. President, begin to go to work on the budget message and the budget.
Yeah.
Now, the main table in the budget, of course, is a summary table that lists it by agencies and by functions, like the table we've been giving you. But then there's a big table that runs about 80 or 90 pages that lists every single appropriation item. And we've got that in proof now, and I could give you a copy of that first thing in the morning.
Do that for me, will you?
It's a very formidable table,
right.
but it gives you every single item.
I'll see it and then give me it so I can understand it, you know. I've got a 7th grade education. It's pretty difficult for me to understand this. I'm mathematic. You bring it over in the morning.
I'll bring it over in the morning. Now, Mr. President, on the two meetings tomorrow, I went over the material for the labor meeting late today, and it's being retyped. I'll get that to you first thing in the morning. It's very good. We've got a good story to tell the labor people.
Uh-huh.
And we're working tonight on the business council stuff, and I'll get that to Ted by noon tomorrow, as Jack Valenti asked me to.
Get it to Ted, so just as I walk into the dinner, he can hand it to me.
Very good.
He's following George Reedy's rule.
Never let him look at it the day.
George Reedy said if you ever let a man see it ahead of time, he'll change it. He got pride of authorship. He doesn't believe it. And he said that to a columnist one night, and he got a little tight. And they printed it on the next morning. His face was real red.
I'll bet.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Waiting.